Traveler's Journal, May 16th. Looking forward to the main event. The Pine Tree State has numerous quaint coves and corners, but the city of Portland is something of a surprise. Sited on a peninsula jutting into the Atlantic's Casco Bay, this geographically compact city of 65,000 is, as one local put it, small enough to feel familiar and big enough to discover new things all the time. Portland packs a punch for travelers seeking arts, culture, and cuisine. It does just as well for those who crave down-home Maine. Its historic Old Port is the hot spot for strolling, shopping, and dining. Portland's 400 restaurants mirror its ethnic diversity. 34 languages are spoken in its schools. Its public market is a timber-framed circus of fresh fish and flowers, cheese and bread. At Harbor Fish Market, just-plucked seafood is whisked from boat to plate. Artist Edward Hopper made the local lighthouse famous. His work hangs out in the Portland Museum of Art, along with other Maine painters like Winslow Homer, and a passel of Picassos and Renoirs. Portland's Center for Cultural Exchange features performances from Cambodian dance to Celtic concerts. After-hours options include Brian Boru, a quirky pub dedicated equally to Irish whiskey and live reggae, and The Skinny, a haven for rock jams and poetry slams. Portland certainly has superior seaside walks, especially along its eastern and western promenades. Views from its observatory are huge, both day and night. In summer, the Portland Sea Dogs play AA baseball. Check out the Maritime Festival the week of July 8. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.